Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. We are coming at you live from Quail Park here in Visalia, California, where we are redefining senior dining. My recipes for you this week is my asparagus parmesan souffle. Now, this is a very easy recipe. It doesn't take a lot of finesse. It just takes a little bit of technique. Let's get started. The very first thing we're going to need is 1 cup of milk. And this 1 cup of milk is actually going to go into a small sauce pot. I'm going to add that with 1 cup of cream. We're also going to put in there 1 onion. And remember, I like to remove the first and second layer. Just because of the drought, it's always good to make sure that the onion has its best, most fresh flavor. So when I remove those first 2 layers, we have a really good onion. 1 clove is also going to be studded in our onion, along with 1 bay leaf. This is called an onion piquant. So all this is going to do is add intense amounts of flavor to already cream and milk mixture, because what we're making is a real standard home sauce, which is a bechamel. But instead of doing just pure milk, I add cream, and that prevents a lot of scalding from happening. Next thing I'm going to do is I am going to add 2 cups of Parmesan cheese. And this is very important because I want this to reduce down just a little bit so it starts to get thick. Normally, we would thicken up our mixture with a roux, but we try to cook a little bit healthier here on the Untamed Chef. Next thing we're going to do in a separate bowl, we're going to whip 2 egg whites completely together. And remember, I yield for only 4 people. So if you're going to do this for 6 to 10 or even 20, you're just going to keep raising the recipe up by double, by triple, whatever it works for you. Next thing, we're going to add in some asparagus puree. And all asparagus puree really is I'm going to take some asparagus. I'm going to cook it slightly down. I'm going to blend it into my mixture with the Parmesan. And I promise this is a really, really cool recipe. Next thing we're going to do is season to taste with salt and pepper. We're going to go ahead and we're going to put this mixture all together. And I'm going to slowly turn in my egg whites, and we're going to fold those in to my cream mixture and let the cream mixture come to temperature. It's very, very important to room temperature. We don't want to keep this really hot to prevent any eggs from scrambling on us. This is going to go into a nice ramekin dish. We're going to set our oven for 400 degrees. And if you have a convection oven, I would highly recommend 375 because of the fan. It adds in that extra bit of heat. And we're just going to watch these souffles come to life right in front of us, topped with a little bit of Parmesan cheese, and you could garnish with a little bit of asparagus. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.